Welcome again to the program. We're in John chapter 21, one of the most remarkable chapters in the entire Bible. Stay tuned. In the book of John, we've seen, first of all, in chapter 1 through 12, his ministry to the crowds, and then in 13 to 17, his messages for his disciples, and then in chapter 18 to 20, the sacrifice that he made on Calvary, and then we have in chapter 21, the final lessons for whosoever will, may come. We read here in this chapter that Jesus had stood on the shore all night. That word stood means he established himself on the shore. He stayed there all night. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Did that grace appear the hour I first believed? Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come.
John chapter 21, verse 1 through 3, we read, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas and Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship. Immediately in that night they caught nothing. Well, as I've said, it's one of the most remarkable chapters in the entire Bible. What's their problem? 3.5 years they have traveled with Jesus. They have sacrificed. They have faced persecution. They have been assaulted by the authorities. And now, as we come to the end of Jesus and being on earth and going back to heaven, they're saying, what? No kingdom? More persecution? We're expecting power, not persecution. We want to be one of those thrones. You want me to be a pastor? You want me to preach? I was expecting a position in the new government. You want me to serve people? We were kind of expecting to be served. And so Peter said, forget it. I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They literally turned their back on the Son of God, walked away, and went fishing again. And then in verse number 4, we read, but when morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Well, they expected him just to leave, and, you know, it's an amazing thing that he didn't. It's only the absolute mercy and grace and love of God that he established himself on that shore all night after all he had done for those disciples, after the 3.5 years, after the crucifixion, after the resurrection from the dead, and now 40 days of speaking with them concerning the things of God. They said, I go a-fishing. One of the most amazing verses in the Bible, verse 4, Jesus stood or established himself on the shore. Much is said in the scriptures concerning where people stand. 339 times you'll find the word stood in the Bible. 15 times in John, we read that Jesus stood and John stood and other officers stood and Mary stood. The three women stood. Judas stood. Peter stood. Where do you stand? One of these days, we're all going to give an answer to where we stand in life. Well, in verse number 12, we left off in a previous broadcast, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples dare ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Come and dine. The first time we have the word come is back in the story of Noah and the ark, where the Lord was already in the ark, and he said, come on in. And the last time we have it is in Revelation 22, where Jesus said, come on. Whosoever will may come. Here he said, come and dine. In the beginning of the book of John, he said, come and see. Here he says, come and dine. Verse 16, he saith unto him, Simon, lovest thou me more than these? And we see it on a previous program where the Lord turns his focus on Peter. And three times Peter had denied him. Three times Jesus asked him, lovest thou me? Lovest, do you love me, Peter? Well, as we get to verse number 18, as we said on our last program, we come to the end of the book of John, and at the end here, Jesus focuses on Peter. And he says in verse number 8, verily, verily, I say unto thee. Now, when you see one verily in the Bible before Jesus says something, that's really important. When you see two of them, hey, better listen. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Isn't that interesting? By death he should glorify God. I've been at many funerals in my lifetime, some unsaved people and some with Christian people, and those funerals are a major difference. For those that know the Lord, they can die, and the Bible says that we don't sorrow, we sorrow, but not as those who have no hope. What a difference when a Christian funeral, when God can be glorified, as he said here, he spake, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Verse number 20, we read, then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and saith, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, And what shall this man do? It's interesting. It's obviously referring to John. And there's seven verses in the Bible where you'll find Peter and John together. They were real good friends. And so he's telling Peter, this is what you're going to do. He's giving him his outline here for the rest of his life, how he's going to live and how he's going to die. Peter's all for that. I'll just do whatever Jesus wants me to do. But he turns and says, and what about John? Verse 22, Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Interesting. He's saying, Peter, are you willing to stand alone? Psalm 102, verse 7, the psalmist said, I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Are we willing to stand alone? Jeremiah 15, 17 says, I sat alone. Daniel 10 and 8, he said, I was left alone. We find Daniel in the den of lions alone. Elijah on that mountain there, all alone, nobody else helping him. Matthew 14 and 23, when even was come, he was there alone. Quite often we find the Lord alone. Luke 9 and 18, he was alone. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4 and 16, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. When I was a kid, I remember singing as a young person that little chorus, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Well, I like that part of it, but the rest of the chorus goes on, says, though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Are you willing to stand alone for the cause of Jesus Christ? Well, to his question, Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple, now John referring to himself, this is the disciple which testify of these things. At this point, all of the other disciples, the apostles, are dead and buried and gone, and they're in heaven. John is alone after many years. He's all alone. Yeah, he's one of those fellows, though no one be with me, still I will follow. It says, and there are also, verse 25, there are also, well, let me read 24. This is the disciple which testify of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Well, here in chapter 21, we see, first of all, I think, the compassion of the Lord in verse 1 at the Sea of Tiberias. It says in verse 2, he was together with these men. We read in verse 4, Jesus stood on the shore alone all night for these men. What compassion. He said, come and dine. He didn't have to be bothered with them anymore. He could have just said, go fishing. I'm going back to heaven. Forget it. He didn't. What love. What mercy. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. What compassion. Come and dine, he said in verse 12. Verse 13, he giveth them bread and fish. And then we see also in verse 15 to 25 that he gives Peter another chance. Aren't you glad that the Lord gives us another chance? Maybe once in a while we need to stop and give somebody else another chance when they mess up. Well, not only compassion, but choices. Verse 3, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. He said it unto the disciples. Hey, I'm going fishing. Verse 3, they made a decision. They're another choice. We also go with thee. Verse 6, they cast the net on the right side when Jesus told them to. That was a choice. They cast, therefore, and they've got a lot of fish. Verse 12, come and dine. Another choice. They did it. And then in verse 19, follow me. And Peter and the rest of them, they followed Jesus from that day on, not looking back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. The choice to go fishing in verse number 3, that was just a waste of time. The choice in verse number 3, we also go with thee by the other disciples, simply a waste of time. Verse 6, he said, cast the net on the right side. They chose to do it, and they caught the fish. Come and dine, verse 12, that was a choice. Are you going to come? Are you going to dine? And it was the turning point in their lives. Follow me, he said in verse 19, and they followed him, and what a tremendous, tremendous decision. And they're not sorry now that they did 2,000 years later. They're looking back on this and saying, we're glad we made the choices that we made. You and I will be somewhere for eternity. Make the right choices now.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you can never fall? Let him have his way with thee. Find a place of constant rest. Would you prove him true in providential test? Would you in his service labor always at